Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, it's the House's turn. With time running out on this legislative session up on Beacon Hill, members of the House today debate their version of the police reform bill. The Senate passed its version last week. Joining us this morning with a preview is WBUR's senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's the House expected to do today, Steve?
Well, like the Senate, look for the House to approve a certification system for police officers. The exact way that this will be set up still remains to be determined, but in essence, some sort of a police officer standards and training board will be set up that will certify police officers, sort of like issue a license to serve as a cop. That panel will also have the authority to decertify the police officers who do not live up to the standards. This certification system seems to have plenty of support, as it was at the heart of the Senate, the House, and the governor's bills. Even the state police chiefs who gathered yesterday to lambaste the reform bills said they're okay with the certification.
All right, you mentioned the police chiefs criticizing the bill. They gathered yesterday in Framingham. You were there. Tell us about their concerns.
Yeah, they say the bills are nothing more than a knee-jerk reaction to events happening hundreds of miles away, meaning, of course, the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor at the hands of police, just to name a few. Hamden Police Chief Jeff Farnsworth is the president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association. He says the bills are designed to make a political statement.
The legislation, at a minimum, will diminish the pool of candidates who wish to become police officers. It will also cause our current officers to hesitate at times that are most critical for them not to, jeopardizing their own safety and the safety of our residents.
Now, the police chiefs say they were not consulted about any of the bills and say that they would have been willing to work with the legislature to craft what they call a more equitable bill that would address both the safety of residents and any perceived issues.
What about outside advocates, Steve? The outside advocates who are calling for police reform, what are they saying about the House bill?
Yeah, some are not very happy about it and feel it reads like a bill written by the police for the police. They feel there are more reforms in the Senate-passed bill. Of course, one of the groups supporting the bill is the ACLU of Massachusetts. Executive Director Carol Rose says for lawmakers, there's really an opportunity for courage here.
All of the elected officials who say that they're too afraid to take on the police unions because they're fearful of the police unions. Imagine how fearful the black and brown people on the street are whose rights are violated. I think the people in this commonwealth and in this country have risen up and literally taken to the streets during a pandemic to say that they want structural reform to hold police accountable.
Rose says that good police officers should welcome the reforms that are being proposed.
Steve, when the Senate took up police reform last week, the big sticking point was over qualified immunity, the legal doctrine that shields public employees, including police officers, from civil suits. Do you think that's going to be a major bone of contention as the House opens debate on this today?
Yeah, it very well might be. The House is proposing a more narrow repeal, only for officers who get decertified. The language in the Senate bill was a little bit murkier. Police chiefs and unions have vehemently opposed making changes to qualified immunity. They contend it protects officers and their families from frivolous lawsuits. They also fear altering qualified immunity would dissuade people from entering law enforcement as a career in the first place. Advocates for changing or removing qualified immunity say doing so would hold police officers accountable for their actions, arguing that accountability is at the heart of any sort of reform.
Last week, Steve, when the Senate finally voted on its version of police reform, I recall it was almost 4 a.m. Do you think the House will pull an all-nighter tonight as well?
No, I don't. You know, there's always been a lot of animosity between the two branches, the House and the Senate. The House was quick to criticize the Senate for going all night and for the appearance of rushing the bill. The House took a couple of days of written testimony, and they posted everything they got on the legislature's website. They've also left open the possibility of having a session tomorrow if they don't finish today. I think they will go into the evening as they have to dispose of 217 amendments, but I wouldn't be surprised if they finished up tomorrow.
When they do finish, it doesn't mean it's all over, as they still have more work to do before getting it to Governor Baker's desk if they pass it, and not much time to do it in, right?
Yeah, the clock is ticking in quite loudly. The legislative rules, as they stand today, has formal sessions ending July 31st. That's a week from Friday. They'll have to reconcile any differences between the branches, either through back-channel negotiations or through a conference committee, and the final vote has to be taken by the 31st. Of course, the legislature could suspend their rules and continue working on this into August and beyond, but they haven't done that for critical bills in the past, and I don't think they'll be doing that here as well.
And do you think this will pass?
I think it will. Some form of police reform will come. As I mentioned, both branches and the governor are in favor of a certification process. So I would expect that would come out. But anything else in there remains to be seen.
All right. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Bob.